The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Cited the Flamme Gimel Amid Aleph. Gemara says that Tefillah Rachmehi Kolhechi Deboi Matzli. That since Tefillah is Rachamim, it's a Bakashas Rachamim, so Mimela, a person can be Mispalel B'chol Loshin to be Mivakash Rachamim. The Gemara in Brachas in the third parak also says this idea that Tefillah is Rachmehi. Gemara says it in the context of Noshim. And Noshim, even though they're part of Mitzvah Seishas Magroma, but Tefillah der Chayavin, even though it's Magroma, Mishom, that it's Rachmehi. Since it's Rachmehi, and Avada, the Noshim also need Rachmehi, so Mimela, Noshim Achayavin Tefillah. So let's go through a little bit the Seder Tefillah, L'Noshim. Are there any Chalukim between Noshim and Gevorim in terms of what they're Chayavin and Tefillah, and perhaps we'll see in terms of the Zman. So beginning from the beginning of Tefillah, so, Minig Yisrael is to begin Shacharis, even before Shacharis, when you wake up, with Moedani. So, there's no chiluk. A zocher and a keva should say Moedani, although there are those who point out, I think of Chaim Kanievsky and others point out that an isha should not say Moedani, she should say Moedani, right? Lashon Nekeva, not Lashon Zocher. Okay, B'chol Eifin, that's as far as that. The other things that I said afterwards, before Shacharis, Reishis Chalchem, Ma'at Toivu, Adonai Elohim, Yigdal, Uchadayme. So, I think the minig is many noshim say a lot of these things, though it's not certainly not things they would need to say. Reishis Chochma really is those apsukim which were niskanu beikar for tinaikis to begin the day with some divrei Torah. It's not really a chelik of tefillah. Matayvu is beikar niskan when you go into Beis HaKnesses and the chatzah Beis HaKnesses before you go in. Shlachayra doesn't really have much of a pshat if you're not going to daven in shul. But okay, the minig is to say it, so they say it. Adonai Olam. Yeah, so that's taka, the first thing you're supposed to say as part of tefillah. Yigdal, questions of b'chlal, whether it's something that should be said or not, there's a whole pulmus about that, but if someone has a minute to say it, so falas nish, that's zikri amunu. Okay. The brach is b'chus ha-shachar, natil sidayim, ashiyotu, l'kai neshomo, and all the b'chus ha-shachar, ashenotu nasechvi, v'chulu, is pashat that noshim marchayiv and all of that, just like gevorim. Birchus HaTayra, so Shulchan Aruch says that noshim marchayiv and Birchus HaTayra, various reasons are given, either because they learn halachas, or because of halakam of tefillah, which are considered Tayra. Other reasons also given. L'chalayif in Birchus HaTayra, noshim say. Now, what about Pashas HaTamid? The Rav Shulchan Aruch says that it's a chayva, that Chazal was masakin, it's a chiv to say Pashas HaTamid every day. Even if you don't see all the other karbanos, but Parshat Tamid is a chiyuv. So is that also by Noshim? So is the chuvah from Rav Yoshev in the Kodesh Chuvahs where he says yes, that chiyuv is for Noshim as well. I don't think the minig is, at least as far as I know, that Noshim say it. I don't know if anybody's chaylik on Rav Yoshev, but I guess the minig is chaylik. It seems that it's not a skavel. In fact, there are many gevarim also, many scharim who don't even say it, although chayyur they should. Okay. Pesukah de Zimra is a hakdama to Shmoneh Esrei, so if the chayav in Shmoneh Esrei, so before Shmoneh Esrei you're supposed to say divrei shira v'sash bachas to the Eibishna, that's Pesukah de Zimra, so that they're chayav in. Okay, going back to Kriyishma. So Kriyishma noshim apotur, although the person can say that it's a dabar toiv that an isha should say Kriyishma, at least Shema and Baruch Shem, to be mekabel ol machas shamayim. Okay, so that they should say, but Hayyos, the reason they're saying it is for kabbalah machas shamayim, isn't really much of a difference if it's before Zman Kriyishma or after Zman Kriyishma. Because they're not doing it for the mitzvah, they're part of the mitzvah, and there's no rachmi on that. It's not rachmi, it's Kriyas Shema, it's not tefillah. So, yeah, they should do it, but l'chayra, there's no real difference whether it's before the Zman Kriyishma or afterwards. I haven't seen anybody point this out, but l'chayra would seem that's pashut. Now, what about Birchus Kriyishma? Here it gets a little more complicated. Because Birchus Kriyishma, if they're not chayiv, then maybe it's a brachal of atola. So Teretz says, no, avada not. It's not a bracha l'atola, because they're allowed to make brachas even if they're not chayiv in it. Certainly if B'nai Ashkenaz, B'nai Sfarad may be a different story, but certainly B'nai Ashkenaz could. And that's taka the minig that they daven and they say Birchus Kriyishma without any problem. However, sometimes you do run into a problem, because let's say it's if the slaves are on tefillah. Dahinu after arba shoyis before chatzais. So what's the halacha at that point? Lagav bichus kriyishma. So bichus kriyishma as a machlekes whether the saves man is dal shoyis or chatzais. What's the halacha? The halacha is halacha tchila yishdu before dal shoyis. But the eved, if a person didn't daven until after the saves man tchila, he should still say bichus kriyishma. That's the halacha. However, l'chayra by medvar mamurim by a zocher who's vade chayv in bichus kriyishma. So hayoyis ikra adin is that you could say till chatzais, so you say it. But an isha who is part of Brichas Krishma, if it's if the Dal Shoyis, why should she say it? She's being nichnas into Safik Brachla Vatala for no good reason, because she has no chiv in the first place to say it. So why should she say it if she's if the Dal Zman? And if I'm not mistaken, I saw B'Shem the Chazainish, I believe in the Sefer Maisa Ish, the Hiroyas from the Chazainish, that Itaka said that if the Dal Shoyis, an isha should not say Brichas Krishma. Now, the last bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, that bracha there really is a good reason for them to say, because is a machlekes paiskim, Mishmur brings, whether Nosham Achayev in the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. And Mishmur is machmer that they should. It should be Mekayim Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Okay, so if they said Krishma, they said Ani Hashem Lekech Vashem Tzedis Kamei Mitzrayim, they have Mekayim the mitzvah. However, the mitzvah Kitzurosa is really including also Makas Bechiris, and Kriyas Yamsuf, and all of that you don't have in Kriyishma itself. You only have that in the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv. So L'chayra is a good reason that they should say that bracha. Also another reason is because of Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Machas Tfila that they're chayven, that it's a better Tfila. It's more kedin if it's with a Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So there are good reasons for them to say that bracha. Which makes the question a little more tricky. If it's after Dalet Shoyis, should they say that bracha or not? But Akoponim Honios, certainly could die that they should be misfiled before Dalet Shoyis in order to be able to say Brichas Kriyishma and not have any of these shaylas. And for an additional reason, because of Tfil itself. Because Tfil itself is supposed to be before Dalet Shoyis. It's only a heter, b'shasat chak, b'oynis, b'di'evid, to daven after Dalet Shoyis. So certainly it should not be done without any really good reason. Okay, so Shmenetzer the Chayvin, as we mentioned. Tachnun, it seems that Noshem HaPotifram, the minigas, they don't say Tachnun. Asher Yevolatzin, it would seem also that they're Potifram. Volatzin is said in order to have the very Torah after Shachris, which L'chayr they're Potifram. Many Noshem are naik to say Asher Yevolatzin, so if they're naik to say it, they could say it for sure. The minigas, they do say Oleinu. Shushal Yayim, they do not need to say. If somebody is not to say it, Matayv, there's nothing wrong with it, but it seems that's not with the Chayv. Tfilos Mincha, the Vaita Chayv, because it's also a Tfilah. The Chayv and Tfilah. Before Shmin Esrei, it is Ashrei. Vabis, you say Ashrei. After Shmin Esrei, so again, Tachnan, the Potter, and Oleinu, the meaning is they say. Now, what about Mairiv? So, the Haskam Zapoiskim seems to be that Noshim are not Chayv and Mairiv, presumably because Tfilas Arbis Rishus, even though we will makabal it as a chayiv, but the Noshim will not makabal it. Okay, and that's talk of the Minig HaNofetz, that Noshim do not daven Meiriv. The Chazanish Grad was Machman that Noshim should daven Meiriv, and there are Noshim Tzidkonios who are Nizer to daven Meiriv. But the Minig HaPoshet is not like that. However, one thing we should point out is that, as we mentioned before, the Mishabur says that Noshim should be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzis Mitzrayim, B'yoyim U'Belayla. So B'yoyim, they had it in Kriyishma. What about Belayla? Where do you have it? So, if they daven Ma'ariv, very good. They said the third parsha of Krishna and Emes V'Emunah. If they don't daven Ma'ariv, you don't have it. So it would seem, although I don't see Paiskim speaking the same first, but it would seem that the Eitz of Pshuta would be that an Isha should say at least the Pasuk of Ani Hashem Lekechem Asher Tzeisi in order to be Mekayim that mitzvah Belayla. That's what it would seem. An easy Eitz would be to say together with Krishna Shalomita. That way you don't forget about it, and it gets done. V'adayin tzorachim b'zeh, as I mentioned, that the Paiskim don't say it, but that's what would seem should be in the Ikar Hadin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.